So my brothers, you have come to enter into the Word of God deeply, and you are offering yourselves as ministers of the Word, lectors. So we pray for you during this Mass that God's Spirit of the Word will come upon you, but will also come upon each and every one of us. For we enter the Word in this part of the Mass, and as we heard proclaimed the first reading of Exodus, the people in the desert, as they were journeying to the Holy Land, were really complaining to God. And they were saying, "We are dying of thirst here. There's no water. What are we going to do?" And Moses was instructed by God to tap the rock there at Meribah and Massah, and water flowed forth to satisfy the drink of the people, if you will, the need. And so there's a moment here where we're called first in the readings to trust God in our lives. It's a big one for us right now with this whole coronavirus thing going on. And yes, we are going to be having masses throughout the diocese. We're just canceling the extra moments. But masses, the sacraments, all of that's going to take place. It's a call for us to trust in God. Then we have St. Paul writing to the Romans. And if we remember, St. Paul was a persecutor of the church. And I'm often amazed by what he came to from being just truly knocked off his feet by Jesus, taught by Ananias, and then being one of the most powerful evangelists in the church in the world. And so in this particular reading of Romans, he's really proclaiming who Jesus is. And he's saying, we are all called into faith with him. And that faith calls us into the hope of glory, the glory of heaven. And that then calls us into the love of God. And then he really does tell us who he is, who Jesus is for us personally. And he says, you know, it would be wonderful for someone to offer their life for someone else if they are doing good for you. But if they're bad, to offer your life for them is tough, really hard. And so St. Paul says, Jesus, showing God's great love for us, says, I love you that much that I'm willing to die on the cross for you, even in your moments of sinfulness. Even in your moments of sinfulness. And I go for me personally, oh, thank God, amen, hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah in Lent, oh Lord. We are preparing for the resurrection. All of that, though, is calling us into relationship with Jesus Christ and calling us into the gospel. Because that gospel was cherished by the early church. That's why we have it from St. John. And that story of the Samaritan woman at the well is quite extraordinary. Because in those days, the Jews were not accepted at all by the Samaritans, and the Samaritans were not accepted by the Jews. So they simply walked through each other's area and never talked to one another, let alone a Jewish man talking to a Samaritan woman. It's really a wow moment. Jesus really going out of his way to call her into a relationship. And he does the same thing for us. So it begins for us, is where are we in our own life right now? Where are we? Because Jesus is approaching the well of our life, and he's saying to us, I'm here. And the conversation is about really the stuff of our life. So she's come to the well, by the way, by herself. You notice? By herself. There were no other women with her. That says a lot about her relationship with everyone else in the village. And it's a simple conversation initially of, give me a drink, Jesus says. And from there, he meets her and he calls her to more. And so he does that as he really gets into her life. And as he proclaims to her, I want to give you living water. And she says, ho, 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 give me that living water. I don't want to have to come to Jacob's well ever again. And, you know, he's offering the same to us. Living water is living water. The love of God shared for us. And then he invites her to go and see or get her husband. And thus the prophecy happens. And he knows her very personally in that moment. He knows us too very personally. The good, the bad, and the ugly. He knows us very personally. And that's where truth enters our lives. And it's his truth, his saying to us, I personally am calling you into relationship with me. And that's what happened to the Samaritan woman. And then as she went to the town, to the whole town, the whole town was invited to come to him. And they invited him to stay with them, which is a Samaritan town and a Jew being invited there. It's quite amazing, quite amazing. Having said that, he is meeting us. And we are invited to have him come into our house of faith and to really touch our lives and to really bless us with faith, hope of glory, and the love of God. He's there for us. That's part of what Lent is about. All of the prayer, all the penance, all the sacrifice, all the almsgiving is meant to draw us into relationship with him. And so as the Samaritan woman's life was changed forever, he invites us in the same way to have our lives changed forever. My brothers, as you receive the ministry of lector, let the Word of God be at the center of your lives. Let God lead you through his Word. And every time you proclaim the Word, proclaim it as the miracle of God's love being poured out on his people. For that's exactly what happens every time we proclaim his word together.